In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Other than Miss Ava, most of us are old enough to remember slideshows. Remember those? You know, you would go visit a friend or a relative, and they would show you the pictures of their latest trip. And here we are at the Grand Canyon, click. And here we are at the Grand Canyon again, click. And here's another angle of the Grand Canyon, click. Yeah, it seems to me that sometimes the later portions of the book of the Acts of the Apostles read a little bit like a slideshow. We set sail from Troas, and then we went to Samothrace, and then we went to Neapolis. And occasionally then they'll have a little story, but a lot of it is just, we went here, and then we went here, and then we went here. And part of this, I think, is because the author, St. Luke, These were part of St. Paul's journey that he was there for. And so he remembers the little niddling details and puts them down, whereas the earlier ones he had heard from other people, and so he only heard the really important stuff, you know, like the Council of Jerusalem and Paul being knocked off his horse and things like that. But still, even in the slideshow, we hear important things. And so today we hear about Lydia, who is a dealer in purple cloth. Now, what's a dealer? What's the big deal about that? Purple cloth was the most expensive dye. And so if you were a dealer in purple cloth, cloth that had been dyed purple, you had cash, a lot of it. And she was also, it says, a worshiper of God, which meant she was a person of pagan origin who had come to believe in the Jewish God, but had not converted. And so she was listening to what Paul said, and she became a believer, and she supported him. You know, come stay at my house. I got lots of money. Yeah, you got a lot of place to stay. Just come stay here. How is this important? Well, you know, you got to remember that Lydia was rich. And now sometimes people talk as if rich people are going to hell. You know, some people misinterpret the gospel as saying that someone who is poor is automatically virtuous and they're going right to heaven. And sometimes they speak as if the rich, you know, because it's easier for a camel to fit through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God, as if they're going to hell. They forget the part afterwards, when our Lord, they say to our Lord, then who could be saved? And our Lord says, for man it is impossible, but for God all things are possible. Because we don't save ourselves. And there, if you look through history, many rich people who have been very holy. Now, wealth comes with its own traps into sin, just as poverty comes with its traps to sin. So no one is going to immediately go to heaven because they're poor, or immediately go to hell because they're rich. God looks at different things. God does not check our credit rating. Rather, do we live and die in his friendship? Do we obey the commandments of Christ? Do we love God above all things and our neighbors as ourselves? A poor person can do that perfectly well, and so can a rich person. Any person can do that with God's grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.